Hallelujah. There's one need that I didn't bring yet. First of all, I want to thank you all for praying for the sick here. It's a great privilege to join together in prayer. And you get the blessing too. We all do. That's God's word to us. Pray ye one for another. And when the congregation prays, it's always right for us to enter into that prayer.
Yes, amen.
It happens so often at home when we pray for the sick that I hear. I know when you prayed. You prayed about 9:30. I felt it. That's happened so many times.
Yes, that's true.
And people will tell you exactly when you prayed. You prayed at the beginning of the meeting, somebody will say. I felt it. You know, it's a marvelous thing.
Amen.
So it's always right for us all to join in. And tonight there's a young woman in the hospital, and she's under such depression, and she's bothered with thoughts of suicide. You can't get rid of them. You know, Jesus healed all that were oppressed by the devil. And this is an oppression from the enemy to suggest these thoughts and continue after this party. And I told her tonight, I said, we're going to pray for you in the meeting. You be looking up to God. And I believe that Jesus would like to break this whole thing. What you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And in the name of Jesus tonight, we can join together and ask that this Lord woman be loosed from this oppression of the enemy. Destroy this oppression of the enemy. You will break this bondage, Lord. You will loose this woman. You will make her to know that Jesus loves her. Lord, we pray that she shall be delivered fully in the name of Jesus. We rebuke this enemy in your name, Lord, and pray that this soul shall be delivered from this bondage, Lord, and the light of your love will shine into her heart, and there shall be a miracle wrought tonight in the name of our risen Christ, who has power. We believe you, Lord, that you love her enough to intervene tonight, hallelujah, and to glorify your name in freeing her from this oppression, Lord. Deliver her entirely and make her to see the great love of God and the salvation of God for her. We believe you for it and thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. The Lord is so wonderful and has been so marvelous in these meetings to me. Now that, of course, would be a little different, perhaps, than it is to you. I was a little surprised at the many that came for prayer tonight, but I believe that was God's will. His power is here to give deliverance. And I thought when we got done praying for so many people, I'm going to ask Brother Bob to say something that will encourage them. And I didn't have to ask him at all. The Lord told him to do that. And he did, and he showed us the way to go on in victory and claim the victory and take the victory in the name of Jesus. You know, so good to just praise the Lord and thank the Lord. Thank him. Thank him.
Yes.
Oh, to give thanks unto him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And as you praise the Lord, you will find that he will meet you, a dear brother who was used of God, one of the old-time Pentecostal evangelists, was giving his testimony one day. He said, I've seen more people saved by thanking God for salvation after they left the altar, and I've seen more people healed by praising the Lord for healing after they've been prayed for.
Amen.
And in any other way. It's the stand of faith. Hallelujah. So you, God has shown us the way tonight. And let us walk in that way. And let us know that God is
for us.
Yes.
God is for us.
Yes.
God is for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who can be against us? You have to read Romans 8 yourself and read of the wonderful love of God. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ who died, yea, rather, who is risen again and is even now at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. We read that in Romans 8 also, don't we? Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, you're for
us.
Yes. Thank you.
And we've recognized this whole weekend that you are for us. Hallelujah. And you're leading us on to victory and to real fellowship with the Lord. Now we have a song tonight, and it'd be too bad if we didn't hear it. Some of our young people are going to sing one of Brother Gardner's favorite songs. Let's have them sing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm so thankful for the things that we have heard during this day. It has been a wonderful day in His presence, hasn't it?
Amen.
And the Lord is yet here to minister to us. I'm thankful that He has won victories for us in body, in soul, and in spirit. The Word of God lives and abides forever. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it does its work. How thankful we can be that we have a living Savior. He has been ministering to us so sweetly in these days. And I'm so thankful for the ministers that God has brought here and that Jesus has used them and that He Himself has been in the midst. Let's just look to Him right now as we close this service. I believe that He'll draw very near. Praise the Lord.
Jesus,
we love you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
We love you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We love you.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Father, we want to return thanks tonight for all that Thou hast done.
Yes.
Even in this service, Lord, we know that You've been here, that You've ministered. Throughout this day, we've heard Your voice. We've felt Your touch. We know we're changed.
Thank You, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, You've been so good to us, and we're thankful. And Lord, we just pray at the end of this day, we just pray that the canopy of Your blessing and presence will rest upon this place, that those that continue to wait upon You, Lord Jesus, that You will continue to minister to every heart. We pray, Lord, that those that go, that You will go with them and give each one of us a glorious night in Thee.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Thank You.